up right after the beer, and then everything kind of like starts to. No way, that's awesome. That's good to hear. The busy season starts to pick back up around that time.
Hey Sam, how you doing?
Hey, not bad. How are you, Wayne?
Oh, doing great, man. I'm getting ready to start sending you some information, but what I have is I have a signed and notarized piece of paper from my wife where she sold or gave me her half of the company.
Oh, okay. Now, when did that happen?
I believe it was January 1st. Let me go ahead and get this out of my truck. I need to go put this in a safety deposit box so she don't never snatch it. But, it was the only way I could get the power back. I don't know if I explained things properly to you in the past or not. But what I had with her was, and it's not her necessary fault. It's just not her comfort zone. Uh-huh. She is not a risk taker. She is not.
Oh, sure.
She's a person that is used to. I'm making $800 a week this week. I'm gonna budget $200 toward this, toward that, toward. She's very smart, but she's not used to being in business and a retail environment where your salary varies.
Sure.
And what she doesn't or wouldn't do. If she would not let me use my asset to be able to finance them and get a decent loan when my credit was good. Up until 2.5 years ago, I had great credit. Everything that happened, that's all coming. My failure was I bought a second house. And when I bought the second house, I was supposed to sell the house I was in. And when I moved into the second house with her, she didn't want to sell the house we were in. So I had dumped all of my cushion money that was in the company into the new house by buying it and putting down a good down payment and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And I had nothing left and no way to get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in desperate need of a refinance or something.
Yeah, in
so
a tight
that
spot.
I could get some operating capital to put back into the company. And I couldn't do it.
Sure.
I flat out couldn't do it. So with that part being said, that was what really put me where I'm at today. What you're seeing today is just a snowball effect of it all.
Sure.
And so she would not sign for a loan. She wouldn't sign for anything. And I sat there and I told her that
we had to do something, but something had to break free.
Mm-hmm.
She was working here.
All right, this is the 9th of January, 2016.
Oh, okay.
I don't have yours thing in front of me, but I'm standing in front of my fax. What was your fax number? I'll fax you a copy of this right now.
Yeah, let me give me 1 second here. I'll pull it up. I never remember it by heart, you know. Let's see. Okay, so yeah, the fax is going to be 888 231.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 234.
Hold on. Okay, 1888. 234
0177.
Okay, the only thing I'm held up on after this piece of paper is my 2015 extension or full tax.
Yes. Do we know where that stands? If we have an extension?
I'm trying to talk to my CPA right now. I know I did have an extension, but I did not have any of the paperwork to it.
Oh, okay.
So right now I'm trying to get up with her and to see if I can't get that.
Oh, okay.
Now, I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Once I give you this, what kind of turnaround do you think you're going to have before you can give me an answer?
So I think if you can get me, you know, paperwork that shows the extension, and then I can get the whole, you know, notarized letter cleared by underwriting, just because we have to account for 100% ownership of the business, right?
Okay,
so,
right.
So say if I can, if that notarized letter works, and I don't know if it will or not until I actually see it and run it by them. But if it works, the turnaround that I have is 24 hours.
Right. Right,
now, if it doesn't, yeah, and I'll put you on my on top of my list. I know we've been working together for a little while now, so I want to get something in for you. Now, if it doesn't work, what I'll do is I'll tell them exactly what I need from you, and I'll let you know the minute I know what I need.
Well, my problem is this: I don't know what else I can get out of her.
If she's got to sign off on anything,
uh-huh.
It ain't gonna happen.
Okay.
It's just flat out not going to happen because she wants to be, what she wants is zero liability, and she wants to be able to reap any reward that needs to be reaped, but she
uh-huh.
is not willing
to take the risk.
The first dollar on the line to get it.
Yeah, I see. So
she actually works another job right now. She don't work here. I had to get her out of here because I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand for her to sit here. I was paying her $1,500 a week.
Whew.
Best job she ever had. She never worked a day in her life before she went to work for me in 2010. And I gave her half the company because she was my wife. It was the right thing to do. Pay her $1,500 a week and she come to work two days a week. I'm not complaining about her. This is something I created since.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was not willing to take the risk, I had to take away, and it took 2 years to get this little letter I just faxed you out of her. And
okay.
The company had to starve and, you know, go through the motions because I couldn't get a bank loan. Everything,
sure.
Everybody wanted her to sign, and she wouldn't sign nothing.
Yeah.
So,
okay. All right, well, I'm going to work with it. I'm going to try to find a solution, get us through it.
Right.
Now, okay, so here's a question that might help me with some of my options here. Okay, so I know you have the current loan right now with BizFi, right?
I do.
Okay, now, refresh my memory here. How much in total are we looking for?
Well, here's the whole thing. I've got to have a loan. I've got to have one really soon.
Uh-huh.
I am getting ready to go through some terrible days that are already starting to happen to me.
No, is that the fair?
Month,
that...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. But, all right, yeah.
But we also had something affected that was just totally unexpected. And we had a gas mess here where people could not purchase gas. It wasn't a price jacking up. There were bags on the gas tanks where you couldn't buy gas. It just went around the back.
Oh, wow.
They said they had a pipeline bust, according to the news, and that there wasn't no gas. Well, I know that all these oil wells and all this other crap, that one pipeline don't feed the nation.
Yeah.
Nobody's stupid. They done it for a reason, and they went up a quarter a gallon on gas around here. But for 4 days last week, the public in my area couldn't buy gas, and half of them didn't even show up for work. So what it did was it killed my business at the store.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
If you can't drive your car here, you can't even go to work. So what I'm trying to say is I'm used to having a income every day. This
uh-huh.
is a machine. This thing
yeah.
slows. Okay, last week, my machine slowed down. This coming up month, my machine is going to slow down.
Yeah,
it's
I see.
It's going to pick right back up in November because I have worked this store for 30 years. There is no rhyme or reason. This is just what's going to happen. It's just predictable as it can be, although I do put in every effort that I can to prevent it. It's going to happen anyhow. I have never found the magic solution for this particular month.
Sure. So we just got to find something that's going to keep you afloat.
Right, I've got to stay afloat.
Okay.
And it's getting ready. It's happening very fast, and I see it coming, and it's time to grab hold of something before it does come.
Sure. Okay. Okay. So the reason that I'm asking this is because some of the options that I have for you are going to be determined by kind of like what I need to submit as far as the ownership goes. So if I can get you an option where the ownership, you know, with your wife isn't an issue, it's going to be for a smaller amount. If I can get the whole thing taken care of, I can get you a larger amount and get you out of that BizFi contract and get you a better rate going forward. And that's what I want to do. But if I can't, I still want to get you something because, you know, we got to solve this immediate problem. So In the if it is the immediate problem that we're trying to solve, what is the amount that will help you get through these next couple months?
There's two factors that's going to roll in that.
Okay.
The first factor is if we are just going with a small amount and we're going to leave the existing loan alone.
Yes.
I've got to factor that in there.
Absolutely.
But now my amount just becomes greater.
Yeah.
But I would think that I'd be looking a minimum of about $50,000.
Okay. Okay. I can work with that.
I could really, about $220,000 is what would really put me on a good solid path for success.
Okay. Now the
220. That would set me up good, because that would leave me the time that I need to bring in the customers I need.
Sure.
Everything I do, nothing happens at the snap of a finger. Everything I do takes 3, 4, 5 months before you really start seeing the results.
Yeah.
And once you see them, they're solid. It's not an explosion. Explosions scare me really bad, because anything that explodes will implode.
Mm-hmm.
So it just as soon as you get it, it can go just as fast as you got.
Okay.
I'd look for slow, steady growth, and that's what I want. Right now, I have basically been flatlined for the last 5 years. I haven't really lost that much. I ain't really gained that much. I'm just flatlined. Uh-huh. I'm right around $1 million a year.
Okay.
And I just can't get up on that next step to start traveling up, because I can't get the funds that I need to push it on through. I'm just getting by for today.
Yeah, we just got some Band-Aid solutions, and we want to get an overall
long-term, right.
Yeah.
So that's where I want to work to. Now, I do have one other thing, Sam. I've got a fella, and I need your advice on this.
Sure.
I got a fella that says he does credit repair, and he wants me to give him $2,000. And he says over the next 2 months that my credit score is going to improve dramatically by 100 points or more. He thinks that realistically within 2 months he can get me up to a 650. I'm at a 480 or a 490. I'm at the worst credit point I've been in my whole life.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any foreclosures. I don't have anything repossessed. It's all been slow pay. And it's all just a snowball effect of the lack of cash in hand at the particular time. When you look at my bank statement, you see all the fees the bank charges me.
Yeah.
Wrapped up and stuff, man. Just unnecessary fees. I pay out $3,000 to $5,000 a month in fees of some sort type, because I don't have the cash the particular day it was due. The following day the cash will be there. I might
have had a
customer that was slow pay to me, and it just trickled right on to the next thing. So if I've got cash in the bank to use for that, I'm immediately...
Say you're going to save a lot.
...paying back off of this. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a big deal. It's so much money being wasted.
Yeah.
The last 2.5 years, I bet I have flowed $300,000.
Just in those fees, yeah. So let's fix that problem. Also, you know, to give you some feedback on that, you know, if your credit, it's a big issue, right? Like you, so if you're, the biggest problems are waiting on payments and, you know, you're being left with nothing, that's something that's hard for you to control. What is easy for you to control is the amount of your credit that you are utilizing. So that is something that you can change on your own and affect your score immediately by, you know, paying down some debt, something like that. I mean, obviously you need the cash to do it. But if this gentleman is saying, you know, he can,
what he's saying is that there's a lot of hits where people have checked into my credit.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't use them. You know, like, it was a cash advance or this or that place. And
yeah.
I had to give them my information in order for them to give me a quote. He called it a soft hit, but he said they're still there and they're
affected. It's still a hit, yeah.
Right. He says he can help to clean those up, and that's going to make a huge impact.
Now that.
So I don't know, say, but I mean, is it worth paying this guy
$2,000? Yeah. So the question is, okay, do you have any upcoming, you know, purchases that you're planning on using your credit for? Because if you do, the $2,000 would be worth it. It would only be worth it to you if you are going to be making some purchases going forward where that increase in your credit score is going to save you more than $2,000.
Right. It would only be if, let's say that we can only do a Band-Aid.
Uh-huh.
If we can only do a Band-Aid, then I'm going to have to go back and do a long-term solution.
Yes. And at that point, your credit would become a factor.
Right. So that's what my options are in my eyes.
So I guess what makes sense to me is, okay, if I get everything from you, I look into it, and I have an option for you, I can then tell you, if it's a Band-Aid option right now, then it is probably worth it to you to do it, because a couple months from now, we're going to come back for a full solution, and at that point, your credit, it will save you more than $2,000.
Okay. All right. So did you get the letter I just sent?
You know, I'm not in the room where the fax goes to. It usually takes a couple minutes for them to send it over to me. I haven't seen it yet. What I can do is I can head down there and try to track it down. I'll take a look at it, and I'll give you some immediate feedback. I'll give you a call and let you know what we're thinking on it.
Good, because this thing was prepared by a lawyer.
Okay.
And it was notarized at my bank. The only thing you're going to find on this thing is the date has a scratch through what was typed in, and a handwritten date was put above it. And the notary did that because it was October when it was originally issued.
Uh-huh.
And it was January before she would sign it.
Oh, okay. So is that change notarized?
It says it on that she notarized the whole thing, and she put
January date.
She initialed it at the bottom.
Okay.
And yeah, so it has three scratches on it, and it's notarized at the bottom.
Okay.
But I can possibly go up there and get her to put her initials by the other two things. That could be the only thing that they may ask for. If they do, this notary, I know her, and she is at my bank that I use, so I believe I can get away with that without my wife having to go up there.
Okay. Well, let's cross that bridge. Let's cross that bridge if we need to. Let me get it. I'll run it by my supervisor and get some initial feedback. So
okay.
I don't want to send you on a wild goose chase.
Right. I'm calling my CPA right now, seeing what got done with the 2015.
Okay. Perfect.
And,
yeah.
If she gives me an answer on that. See, I got to give her some money, too. I'm a little bit behind on her, so I got to call and get stuff moving there. So let me make my moves, and if you'll make yours, and we're going to push everything we can push this next couple of hours.
Absolutely. I'm right there for you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Wayne.